Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Zurian Show. Today, we're going to talk about the dance of life. What is the dance of life? The dance of life is something that each and every one of us do every day. We do it to get through our day. We do it when we go to work. We do it when we go to sleep. We do it when we talk to our significant other. The dance of life is, again, whatever it is that we do to get by. Today also, we're going to invite anybody that wants to call in, that they're more than welcome to call in and join in on this conversation. And on this conversation, I'd like you to share with us, you know, what your dreams are, what your hopes are, you know, what's your why, what are your fears, what are the things that are bothering you, or what are the things that you just like to talk about, or if there's any particular item that we hit on that, you know, really interests you, we'd like to share with you, or like you to share with us, and all of the other people that listen to Blog Talk, what your views are. You know, I got a couple of different comments from some callers, some Facebookers after the show, and they were saying that they really enjoyed some of the shows and they wish that more people would call in because they didn't have any questions, but, you know, they thought that some people might. But, alas, no one called in on those shows, but that's fine. You know, we're still going to try to bring you as much information and as much useful information as we possibly can, you know, as we move forward. And as we present, you know, as many shows and as much information as we possibly can. But again, anybody that's willing to and open to calling in, you're welcome to call in. The call-in number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471 for anybody that would like to call in and speak on today's show. Again, we're going to talk about the dance of life. We're going to talk about the things, again, that we do or we don't do, or we like to do or we want to do or we're going to do, but we just haven't gotten around to doing, so that we can get through this dance. Now, anybody that actually is into dancing, and when I say dancing, I mean anything like hand dancing or any of those type of topics, I mean type of things where you have to use a partner. When you first go, the first thing that they do is they teach you the beginning steps. And those beginning steps are basically, those are your foundation. You know, all of your moves, all of the really nice stuff comes off of, you know, these simple steps. And for hand dancing, the first steps that you learn are a count of six. And everything is on a six count. Then after you've learned the basic steps, after you've grown, you know, a foundation, then from there, the next thing that they do is they teach you how to connect with your partner, you know, because, again, this is hand dancing, so you're dancing with another. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I have no idea what just happened. All of a sudden, we just lost our connection. Our feed just dropped. But anyway, like I was saying, if you're a person that's into hand dance, in the beginning, they show you the six basic movements that you're going to do, which is basically the foundation as you're learning to dance with your partner. Then from there, there's a point where you go to connect with the individual that you're going to be dancing with. And it's learning how to, I guess, ebb and flow together. Well, ladies, you may not necessarily agree with this, but it actually makes it work out well. In hand dancing, the male, and this particular show has nothing to do with male or female, we're just talking about using this as a point, the male is basically the leader, and they call that male the leader. And the lady is basically, and if she wants to make the dance look good, if she wants them to flow and to be able to do the moves that they want to do, the instructor basically instructs the ladies, the men, well, they instruct the men to lead, and they instruct the ladies to follow. And they use little indicators, and those indicators are what shows you what's going to be a right side pass, you know, what's going to be a, you know, a stationary pass, what's going to be a travel, you know, the different movements that you're going to do as you do them. And basically the goal of the whole thing is not only to learn the moves, but to do them to where it's effortlessly, as if the two of you are dancing in this partnership and you're doing it with such grace and such finesse and such style that the people that are looking at you are like, hey, wow, that's really nice. And to be honest, that's one of the things that interested me in hand dancing. I thought that it was, one, a really great way to connect with your significant other, and two, I thought that it was really nice, you know, seeing some of these couples dancing together, because we don't have a lot of people, you know, well, not in a lot of the circles that I've seen. You don't have a whole lot of people that, you know, have taken the classes or grew up in an environment where they did something like hand dancing, where, you know, there was a lot of connection, you know, and working off of each other, and like I said, dealing with the ebb and flow and learning how to, you know, work it out as a team so that you two could dance together and that it would look good and you would feel good and, you know, you'd be proud to get out there again and again and again and do what you do, you know, which in this case would be hand dancing. Well, the dance of life, I believe, can be the same way. I think one of the problems is, or one of the things that holds a lot of us back, is that, you know, nobody's willing to lead, and when we do have a leader, sometimes they're not willing to give up that position. Sometimes we're not willing to share. Sometimes, you know, somebody else needs to take the lead. You know, in hand dancing, like I said, it's usually the male. But in life, it doesn't have to be the male. It can be the female that takes the lead initially, and then the male balances her off, you know, or is that support factor, that person is going to do that little bit of extra. So in the dance of life, we have a lot more at risk, okay? We've got what's at risk. What's at risk is our lives, you know, our joy, our happiness, our passions, you know, the dreams that we have, even the dreams from when we were a little child, you know, the things that we thought were always possible when we were younger, but now we've kind of written off because we've got older, because we've started to believe people telling us that, well, you'll never do that, or you'll never accomplish this, or you'll never, you know, have this, or you're not smart enough, or you're not handsome enough, or you're not good looking enough, you know, or you don't have that kind of money, or you don't have the connections. Well, ladies and gentlemen, look around you. And if the pool that you're looking around that's near you is too small, again, you've got the internet. There are people out there that have succeeded in great ways, and they've taken this dance of life and they've turned it into a beautiful, moving, and flowing thing. They've taken this dance of life and they've made it into something that is, you know, breathtaking to watch, captivating to be a part of, you know. They've taken this dance of life and they've helped other people to live and accomplish their goals, live and accomplish their dreams, you know. They've created not only a legacy for themselves, but a legacy for others. And why can't that be you? Why can't that be me? Basically, why can't that be us? There's really no reason why it can't. We just have to be willing to do the things that we need to do. As a speaker recently that's on the New York Times bestseller list, I cannot think of his name to save myself. Anyway, he said, you know, the whole key is that there's work. And after work, there's the fact that you have to get out there and do it. If you're not willing to do the work, if you're not willing to get out there and do the things that you need to do, perfect example, if it's hand dancing, take a hand dancing class, you know, and then practice, then you're going to get mediocre results. You're not going to be able to glide and flow like somebody that's actually practicing. You know, we all have different role models. Some of the role models that we have are bad role models. We need to replace them with some good role models. We need to replace them with people that are going to be inspiring. And I don't mean yes men or yes women. I'm talking about people that have a honest concern about your welfare and are going to point you in the right direction or lead you down the right path so that you can accomplish your goals. and understanding that each person's, you know, ability to achieve things is at a different rate. And also, for you guys that are actually mentors out there, you also need to understand that not everybody is dealing at your level. You know, sometimes you have to grow people up. But just remember, once you've grown that person up, once you've helped that person to become more than they may have even believed they could have been, and in some cases maybe even more than you believe they could have been, you know, it's then that now you have a partner. Now you have somebody that you can deal with. You've got somebody that you can trust. You know, couples, same thing. You know, I was listening to the History Channel the other day, and they were talking about how Prohibition and some of the things that happened when Prohibition came, and they were talking about this one gentleman that was a booze runner, and you know, he ran booze all throughout, you know, the I think it was Massachusetts area or something like that. Anyway, this guy ran, you know, alcohol all up and down. He paid off everybody, but the guy didn't drink. He was pretty much a teetotaler. However, you know, he paid off everybody, and he had all of these guarantees that he was never going to go to prison and all this other stuff. Well, this guy didn't really trust a whole lot of people. The only person that he trusted was his wife, you know, and I'm just using this as an example. Anyway, he trusted his wife. This was the person that, you know, he planned. He helped her to have everything that she has, and, you know, he helped to educate her and helped her to become the person that she was. And, you know, needless to say, his nefarious operation eventually came to an end, and he ended up having to do some jail time. Well, again, this gentleman had found that most people he could not trust. So in the end, the only person that he truly trusted was the person that he loved, and that person happened to be his wife, who he had again given everything to. She had total control of everything that he did. She knew all of the business that he had taken place in, that he had participated in, and all of the actions. She knew the name. She knew the date. She knew everything. She knew everything. Well, when this guy went to jail, the wife assigned an investigator or somebody to help to, you know, make sure that the husband was all right while he was in prison. Well, evidently this was all a setup, because the wife eventually ended up, you know, taking this guy's money, selling every stitch of furniture and things that he had, and she left him for the guy who, you know, she hired to help, you know, supposedly take care of him while he was in prison. And he was only in prison for, I think, 2 or 4 years. Well, when the gentleman got out, he came home, went to his house that, you know, he had built with his wife and lived in with his wife, and he found out that nothing was there. Everything was gone. You know, every stitch of furniture, everything was gone. So one day, the guy was in a cab driving down the road, and as he was driving down the road, he saw a cab with his wife and his stepdaughter inside the cab. He yelled to the cab driver, told him to follow the cab. He then followed the cab, caught up with it, stopped the car, got out, shot the wife dead, and then it became this crazy news media story. And in the end, he ended up getting away with it. They ended up, he pleaded temporary insanity. He got away with it, and evidently everybody applauded him because he was actually a pretty decent guy. He just happened to be a alcohol or booze runner. But here's a relationship that went the opposite way of a real life dance. You know, there was a life dance, but this life dance was negative. However, how beautiful could this have been if this life dance was positive? If this wife, you know, had truly loved her husband, which she probably didn't. It was probably about the money and what he could do and the fact that he got her out of a bad situation, which is interesting because I'm presently talking with a gentleman that's going through, has no money, has done the same thing. But anyway. Really, really, really nice young man, but let me get off that subject. Anyway, you know, the dance of life has its ups, it has its downs, it has its positives and everything else. You know, you look at someone like, you'll hear me say Oprah Winfrey again. You know, here's somebody that's taken care of a lot of people and helped a lot of people, and there's certain people that are in her inner circle that you better not do anything to. Why? Because she's going to take care of them, because these are people that stood by her in her dance of life. And her dance of life is still going on. And this lady has found that the positive influence, because Oprah's original way of doing things as far as her her talk show wasn't that positive. You know, for a while it kind of went negative. I mean, I think it started off pretty positive, but for a while it went negative. And, you know, she made a lot of money. But once she got to a certain point, I think Miss Oprah realized that that negativity was not a positive thing. And she changed the whole concept of her show, you know. And again, that probably didn't even mean for it to become a negative thing. But stuff happens. Again, that dance of life. Well, in her dance of life, she realized that the positive was more of what she wanted to represent and more of what she wanted to share. And what ended up happening? Oprah not only became even more rich, she became an icon. She became somebody that was a mover and shaker amongst, you know, some of the most influential people in the world. She became one of the most influential people in the world. And what's to say that you can't do the same thing? What's to say that that opportunity that was afforded to her isn't afforded to us? The dance of life is about work. The dance of life is about effort. The dance of life is about faith. The dance of life is about not giving up, even when things seem to be at their worst. The dance of life is understanding that it's a dance. Eventually that dance will end, but once that dance ends, another dance picks up. Do you want to enjoy your dance, or do you want your dance to be miserable? Do you want to step all over your partner's toes, or do you want your partner to step all over your toes? You know, do you want to look like a fool on a dance floor, or do you want to practice enough and develop enough skill and talent so that when you dance, other people look on like I did when I first started looking at hand dancing and go, wow, you know, I really like the way that they move. You know, I really like, you know, the way that they dance together. I really like the fact that, you know, they're doing something together, that they're developing, that they're growing, that they're becoming one, you know, even if that one is only on the dance floor. This particular show isn't just about a dance floor. This particular show is about the dance of life. And the dance of life goes with you everywhere as long as you live. And the dance of life is what you'll leave behind you. It's what your kids will see when they, you know, think of you in the years to come after you're gone. The dance of life is what you bring to the world and what the world will remember for those of us that are remembered. You know, there was a saying I did not too long ago, and it said, you know, it's sad that many people live and then die to only have it be that it was like they never lived. That's not the exact quote, but I think you get the point. The point is that the power is within you. You know, you can turn the knowledge that you have into power. Sometimes you just need to adjust it. You just need to tweak some of the things that you know and some of the things that you've learned so that they can serve you better. And sometimes you need to get rid of some of the things that you've learned because they're not serving you. It may work for somebody else, but it may not work for you. That doesn't mean that what you're trying won't work. It just means that that particular thing that you're trying, or excuse me, it doesn't mean that you won't obtain. It just means that the particular thing that you've been trying won't work. Why won't it work? Because that particular path doesn't fit you. It doesn't. It may not fit your personality. It may not fit the groups that you travel with. Maybe you need to adjust some other things in your life so that those things will work. However, we continually need to evolve, so we continually need to try different things. We need to explore different options. We need to explore different opportunities. We need to open our minds and understand that working for somebody else is not necessarily going to get you where you want to be. It's probably not your passion. The fact that you're working for somebody else is probably because it's their passion, and they've basically enlisted you into their army. They've enlisted you into their operation. And now your goal to please them is to help them to succeed and live their dream. Now, you've heard me say this before. There's absolutely nothing wrong with helping somebody succeed at their dream. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with you working as hard as you can for your employer. But understand that you can't lose sight of what you want to do with your life. Your life is your dance. You only get one dance. You don't get two. Okay? Now, when I say you only get one dance, what I'm saying is that this life is not, it's finite. it doesn't go on forever. Eventually it will end. You may have many partners in your dance, all right? You may have many associates in your dance. You may have a one or two lifetime friends or associates in your dance, but you only get one dance. Every morning, think about it. When you're frowning, who are you really frowning at? Because the world doesn't care. When you're walking around in fear, not knowing what to do and not doing anything, who's suffering? The world's not suffering. When you're afraid to be seen as a fool or for somebody to laugh at you, who's really laughing at you? The world's really laughing at you. Why? Because the world doesn't care. The world doesn't care whether you succeed or whether you fail. The world doesn't care whether you have money or whether you don't have money. The world doesn't care whether you're beautiful. The world doesn't care whether you're ugly. The world doesn't care whether you're fair. The world doesn't care whether you're not fair. Now, mind you, those that are around you may have a stake in that, and they may have some concern, but the general population doesn't know you exist. And until you realize that you exist, until you realize that you're important, until you realize that there's more of you to give than you're giving, once you realize that there's people out there that will love you and do anything for you, all you have to do is step out of your bubble and meet them, your world will become a bigger place. Your now will become a now that people look at and go, wow, instead of a now that people look at and basically don't even see. Again, whatever it is that you want in life, it's yours for the taking, if you'll step out and take it, if you'll step up and take it, if you'll present yourself as a applicant, a viable candidate for that particular position. Then there's a good chance, because you're a viable participant or a viable applicant for that position, that you can get the job. But if you don't step out of your comfort zone and apply yourself, if you don't step out of your comfort zone and put yourself up, you know, for the position, your chances of getting that position are very slim. All right? They're very slim. Matter of fact, they're so slim, they're probably non-existent. So, ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to step into the dance of life. You're already in it. You might as well make the best out of it. Because by making the best out of it, you're opening yourself up to a bigger, brighter, and greater world. You're opening yourself up to dreams that I couldn't even begin to have for you. Because the great thing about success and the great thing about making significance in your success is that once you start on that pattern, once you start to develop yourself, once you start to move forward, once you start to associate with positive people and upbeat people that can not only help you but want to help you or willing to help you and are also going to grow from what you share with them, you're opening yourself up to a really, really amazing event. You're opening yourself up to a world that very few people experience, but those that, once they do experience, would never give up for anything in the world. Why? Because now they're not only living their dreams, they're living dreams that were past their wildest dreams, all because they stepped up, put forth the effort. Again, if you're afraid to look like a fool, you're a fool. If you're afraid to step out of your comfort zone, you're always going to be afraid. You're always going to be that mouse in the corner. All right? If you're a big, strong man and you don't want people to think that you're weak, you're already weak. All right? If you're a beauty queen and you don't want people to think that you're ugly, there's probably a good idea that there's some ugliness in you and that's why you're trying to hide it. Let's stop trying to delude ourselves and put up a fake facade that isn't real. This isn't Hollywood. The smoke and mirrors, eventually everybody's going to see you for what you are. So how about you be what you were meant to be and give up what you presently are to become something greater, to become something bigger, to become something more amazing than you could ever be. And for all of you people that are into the fact that God will provide, understand that God provides for those who step forward for his for the things that he has to give to you, for those that are ready to receive. And if you're only helping yourself, the only real person that's winning or the person that's getting the lion's share of the profits and things like that is you, you're not winning, you're losing. Because eventually everybody's going to see you for what you are. Understand that the more people you put around you and give to, the more people that you have that are willing and thankful to give back to you. Are there going to be some people that don't resemble that particular remark? Of course, there always is. However, there's probably going to be more people that are willing to step up, help you as you help them. And then by you helping them, now they've been given the tools, the keys, and the signal on how they can do the same thing for others. Right now we're in the cusp of what they call a bull market. You know, they're talking about how bad finances are. They're talking about how bad the economy is. They're talking about the worst job market ever. They're trying to blame a president, one man, for what many men and women have done over many years. Is it fair? Is it right? No. Is life fair? Is life always right? No. But it's what you make of it. And if you want to control your world, understand that by having money, you do gain some control, because now your variety of choices have grown. Money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And there's a lot of evil people out there that have money, and there's a lot of evil people out there that have none. Which one are you? Are you one of the good people that's going to take this world to the next level, take your family to the next level, take yourself to the next level? Or are you just one of those people that's going to complain and whine and groan? It's never your fault. It's always somebody else. Why is somebody always trying to keep you down? Nobody's trying to keep you down. You know why? Because nobody cares. You don't like your job, you put yourself in that position. You need to find a way out of it. The only way you're going to find a way out of it is by taking action and moving forward. The only way you're going to grow is by deciding that you're going to grow and doing what you need to do now, today, tomorrow, and the next day until you've reached that particular goal. Get a log. Put up a dream board. Start a diary. Start keeping track of what you're doing and what's working and what's not working. Start moving your life forward. Make a list of the things that you want to accomplish. As you accomplish each and every goal, check it off, and then look back at that again when you have those down days. Understand that the reason for smiling is because you're alive. You're alive in the greatest time there ever was and ever will be. All right, you need to take advantage of that, and you need to be thankful for it. If you love God, then act like it. Do the things that you're supposed to do, and do the things that would make him proud of you. If you don't believe in God, then do the things that you still believe that you think that you would like to do, and the things that you think other people shit out of you. Be the person you were meant to be, and stop being that sad shadow that you are. Grow, develop, and become everything that you could possibly become. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show, and again, I want to thank you all for listening. Please share the show with any and everybody that you think will like the show. Also, check out our success, Z Success, on Facebook and our Facebook page. Thank you very much, and have a nice day. It's been a pleasure. Today is now. Take action.